Stories Podcast.
Hi there. Have you missed me? No? What? Oh, okay. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. This is number 127. The topic is IKEA. That topic was brought to you by Justin Lowmaster, the space turtle. He does some sort of effect. Essentially, this is where we post the topic, everyone comes up with stories, it's all fun, and you get to say, hey, which ones were the best of them? And you get to click on a bunch of checkboxes and click, 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 and at the end of the week you go, man, how the hell did that one win? And it's like, I won because I like to click. You actually only get to vote, you know, the one time. Unless you got like 10 machines, then, you know, shame on you. Come on. You gotta be honest about this stuff, all right? You know, beginning of voting and all that. Leave that to November, okay? Anyway. Now that I've gotten all my blithering out of the way, the winner for last week was Brad Z with his cool story. Congratulations, Brad Z. You can find out more about Brad Z from clicking on his link in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and you'll find all them, but here is his story.
Hi, this is Brad Z, and here is my submission for a weekly challenge number 127, IKEA. Topic this week brought to us by Justin the Space Turtle. I call this one IKEA. How original, huh? Management is always sending us overseas to keep an eye on sales. It's ridiculous. Sales are always great. Need something to spice up your pad? Then you shop our stores like everyone else. I'm starting to hate these trips. I want hazard duty pay. Last month, Fred was stepped on by some giant lizard. Two others got it by a giant moth. Then there was... What was that?
IKEA!
Hey, that's trademark! Crap. Marketing is gonna hate this. Wonder what you would call a giant space turtle anyhow. Ow! Justin just got stepped on. That's gonna leave a mark.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks in a row, perhaps? Wow. Thank you, Brad Z. Once again, when you want to see what site Brad Z has for your delights, go to the show notes of this show at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You're going to see a bunch of links at the top there. Unless you listen to this, like, you know, 10 weeks from now, then you're like, where did it go? All the navigation's on the right. It's horribly confusing, but what do you expect? It's a blog. No one can find anything there. Also, if you didn't catch all of his words, like, you know, or what was he saying? Or it's like, you know, Ted Kennedy. I can't understand what he's saying. And it's like, you know, he's talking normal for Ted. You go to, or if he's like dead drunk, you know, not that he drinks all that much, because, you know, we all knew that he was funny in the head, but wow. You go to the show notes and you'll see the text of the stories. Very cool stuff. Yay. All right. Next up is, Mike. He didn't record his. So that leaves it to me. All right. Wait, he did record it. Gotcha. What, you think this was going to be another screw-up with Sojin? Man, I'm sorry, man. I boned it last week. Well, anyway, here's Mike and his story.
Hi, this is Mike, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 127, IKEA. The news helicopter hovered over the neighborhood recording images of the storm's devastation. Everywhere, the broken shells of single-story homes were visible among the piles of debris. Suddenly, the camera zoomed in on a man clearing the yard in front of an apparently undamaged home. A news crew was dispatched. Upon arriving, the reporter noted the house's odd composition and asked the man what it was and how it had helped the house survive. 38 premium wall units from IKEA, he replied. That building permit guy pitched a fit when he first saw it. This ought to shut him up. Well, that's the story. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
I did enjoy it, Mike, and I enjoyed the click at the end. Dude, that's, like, awesome. I love, yeah, that's your trademark, man. Click. You should just have a story that, you know, click, 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 you know, all throughout, and then mix that in, and so, I know, you're using a recorder thingy. Whew, all right, deep breath. Who's next? It is Tom from mini.libsyn.com. It doesn't roll off the tongue like footnote. It doesn't say, it doesn't scream Tiny Pump House on the Hill. But still, he's bringing together all the MIDIs, you know, they think, like, you know, you're in, like, an 80s video game. But, you know, think MIDIs have gotten, you know, they've gotten pretty cool these days. You know, pretty soon you're not going to need musicians or any of that. It's all going to be robots. Robots are taking over. Not Martians. Robots. Vote robot in 2008. Oh, and, you know, here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Weekly Challenge Updates. Leon is 16 stories short from the century mark. Guy David has 71 stories in a row. God, that's almost Diamond Jubilee landscape. Anima Zebaleta enters the top 10. And Justin the Space Turtle enters the top 20. I wish to remind everyone that over on midi.libsyn.com, we've got 130... What do you mean, we? It's basically me. We got 130 15-minute music programs. No words, just music. Go over and download about 110 or so. Now on for the story this evening. Good night, Grandma. Grandma kicked the bucket yesterday. We didn't really like her that much. She was Grandmama from hell. Jack wanted to stuff her in a Glad long bag. But Cindy Lou thought that was a bit extreme. After rolling some change we had sitting around in pint glasses, we headed down to the local IKEA. It seems they just opened up an interment department. We got a nice simulated oak pattern coffin with simulated brass fittings. Everything fit in the back of the Subaru. Now all we gotta do is put it together. Let's see. Peg A goes into slot B.
Cool. So I'm going to go ahead and download 110 of those, man. I hope your bandwidth can handle that. I'm going to download 110. I'm just going to play them in a loop, and I'm going to sit in the bathtub, and I'm going to have, like, you know, a washcloth and a ducky and, ooh, the cat. He's going to be sitting on the bath mat outside of the tub, and he's going to be, you know, actually, ever since he became the only cat, he hasn't come and visited me in the tub. When all four of them were alive, I remember, like, one cat would walk in the bathroom, look around, and, like, you know, it would be Piper. She'd run in because she ran everywhere, and then she'd run back out, and then Nardo would saunter in, like, what was so interesting? What was Piper looking at? You know, he was always, like, you know, the total Piper bootlicker. And then Frisky would come in, he'd fuff around, and it's like, oh, Nardo chased me in here, and if Nardo would poke his nose in, ha, 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 and I'd be like, get out, you two. And then Edlo would just, boom, 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 wandering, plonk. Sit down, and I'd be like, you know, just ignoring everything. It's like, what are you doing, cat? Gee, look at me. Anyway, what the hell was that about? Oh, yeah. Thanks, Tom. I was actually thinking of doing one based on coffins, but I knew that someone was going to do that. And it's like, you did it great. It's too early. I should have started up coffee. I know. I don't have to go into Garth's today, but, like, they've got my phone there. But if I, like, go in and, like, they're doing a late one today because of an early Aggie game. Because Aggies can't kill, they can't tell time. All right, well, we've heard a malignment of Justin the Space Turtle. Let's see what Justin has to say for himself.
Space Turtle. Norse God Edition. Justin Lomaster here today with today's 100-word story. The topic, my topic, is IKEA. Today's story is titled, Thor Goes to IKEA. Also, I'd like to dedicate this story to Anima Zabaleta, who has donated to the Baby Fund a second time. The first person in the world ever to donate twice. And you're going to get a car seat or baby gates, depending on whether our daughter can drive first or crawl first. Here's the story. Thor and Loki gathered a pencil and a store map. In the IKEA showroom, Thor wrote down row and bin numbers for the desired items, asking Loki for advice. IKEA was the best place to get magical weapons and armor in Asgard. Down in the self-serve warehouse, Thor gathered up his items. Volnhir, a mighty hammer, Meginshard, a strength-boosting belt, and Jarngripir, special iron gloves to wield the hammer. At the checkout, Thor got some meatballs for the dinner he'd want after fighting giants. IKEA no longer sells mythic weapons, but the item naming system is still in use.
Thanks, Justin. Actually, I've been tempted to buy the... I've never bought the meatballs in the time that I've been there. I buy light bulbs. Billy bookcases is the big thing that we get. We got, like, a ton of those around here. We're, like, you know, books everywhere and DVDs everywhere. And it's like, oh, God, now we got to put them somewhere. Billy bookshelves. You know, and the ones with the doors on them, you know, the doors are pretty useless at keeping the dust out. But still, it looks cool. Anyway, thank you, Justin. Space turtle. I love doing that. I need to have my own sound. Dun, 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 dun. 100-word stories. No. 100-word stories. Oh, wait. Guy David already did that. Okay. By the way, you can check out his Space Turtle site looking at the show notes. You know where the URL is. And if you're having trouble spelling Mjolnir, all the text is up at the show notes as well. Can you tell that I'm avoiding trying to record another story for someone? That's right, Patty didn't record it. I don't have an MP3, I don't have a wave, I don't have any of it. So guess what? It's just me and you. And this story. IKEA? Yes, of course I remember. All those years ago, we met and I fell in love. Strong and beautiful, smooth, sensual, looking sleek and suave, unusual in a button tufted and ruffled world, glowing wood veneer, rich leather. A tactile delight, exotic umnate, to tickle my tongue. Oh, IKEA, I wanted you so, desired you, needed you. Only distance kept us apart. Meeting again by chance recently, I found you have changed. I hardly recognized you. Maybe it's me, I don't know. All I know is that I cried that night. We had a chance once, but never more. So keep your pews poof and your overpriced storage solutions. My heart is broken. You are dead to me. Patty, you didn't think I was going to do old Southern dude. But, oh man. I'm thinking Henry Fonda on Golden Pond.
You are my knight in shining armor.
I like that story. Okay, Well, let's. Somebody who actually did record their story was Enema Zabaleta, who had a dedication earlier. Long distance dedication across the wires into your homes. Here we go with Enema Zabaleta.
Hello, Enema here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 127 themed IKEA. This is based off of my experience with that wonderful box store. I'd like to give belated thanks to Ari Gaffer for helping out with my story on 127 with the Mopar curse, and my dad and Ari for playing the characters in this week's story. Thank you.
IKEA customer service, how can I help you?
Yes, I bought a desk. The hardware packets are missing. If I give you the part numbers...
Box it up and return it to IKEA, and we'll give you a new bed frame.
I bought a desk, the Skanderberg. Really, I just need hardware. I live out of state. Can you mail it to me? I'll pay the postage.
I'm sorry. If something's missing, you can get a refund or make an exchange. Please use the original packaging and include all hardware and instructions.
IKEA customer service, how can I help you?
Now we know. You know, I'm kind of worried, actually. Jana's been, like, working her ass off, you know, for this Hurricane Ike thing. They won't let her come home, which, you know, gives me, you know, time to, you know, relax. It's like, did it, or say, you know, like, empty the dishwasher, or, you know, do something other than sleep. Okay, so I'm lazy, and I'm, you know, a hermit. I hide in this one little corner. It's like, yeah, maybe I can, you know, hide in this one little corner and no one will notice me, and I can do all of my crazy little things, and I feel like taking a nap, thud. So today, like, is going to be, like, taking all of her overtime, and it's, like, blowing it all, and, she, you know, it's like, guess who gets to hold the purse? So, and you know, it's a big purse. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't feel like holding this 2-liter bottle. It's too heavy. But it's like, you know, the purse. Boomf! You know, and so I'm going to be at IKEA probably today. Yeah, it happens. All right. Who's next? What is this? Oh, it's Guy David. Guy David, who does the music at the beginning, the end. When you turn the podcast off, you know, that little idle sound, you can barely hear it. He made that too. All right, here is Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast that doesn't really exist. It's all in your mind. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is part 13 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! As an antique dealer, Harriet was always appalled by IKEA, but that was nothing like the shock when she saw the lobby furniture at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta. This was forgotten, however, when she spotted Sigler and Hutchins, the podcasting twins. She rampaged forward to give the unsuspecting podcast novelties a huge hug. They were saved, though, when she spotted the Chirapa fellow. Bob dragged alone as she went over to assault the poor alien with hugs and kisses. For a minute, Bob and the Chirapa's eyes met. Bob was shocked and surprised as he realized the Chirapa were real.
The Chirapa are real? Ooh. What wine goes with Chirapa? Thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy David and his site, which all is linked through the show notes. Although you probably already have him subscribed by now, even if it's all in your mind. Everyone should pretty much have everyone else subscribed at this point. You should be like, oh, what are they planning? What are they doing? Are they posting their story? I need to make one better than that. I need to add in effects and explosions of my own. I don't know who would use that effect. All right. By the way, if you want to write your own Chirapa story, you know, go ahead. You know, say, hey, he can't be the only one hogging all the Chirapa stuff. I want to do it too. I might do a Chirapa story midweek. How's that? You know, as I'm tapping the keys of my BlackBerry as I'm walking the streets. Actually, I don't walk the streets much. I'm in the tunnels almost all the time. It's safer that way. Anyway, here's Sojant Harrop. Now, I want to apologize to Sojant. I screwed up last week. I didn't see his story in the folder, and I'd forgotten to save it off, so it was like, wait, hold on, I gotta read this, and I read it, and then I was like, oh, crap, here it is, and then I put it at the end of the show, because I was lazy, I didn't feel like editing. I know, I should probably, for 3 years I've been using Audacity, and I really ought to move to, like, one of these advanced editing super systems, but you know what, this thing works, and as long as I prep the show and get it all ready, and then when I'm done, you know, put it all together, like, boom. And then if someone misses a story, it's like, leave myself enough space right before Planet Z, because he always loses, and put people in there. The worst part is, you know, updating the poll for that, because poll host, you can't edit an existing poll, because you know it's important for a poll to be scientific. When, I mean, let's look at the site. It's got an ad for WAMU free checking. Dude, FDIC insured. Dude, you guys just fell over like somebody whiffing George Foreman's breath, man. Whatever. Am I going to take that seriously? WAMU is sponsoring Pollhost. You know they're screwed. Anyway, here's Sojant Harrop and his story.
Hello, this is Sojant Harrop. And here's my entry for weekly challenge number 127. The topic is IKEA.
Oh lordy, IKEA be coming soon now. He gonna be blowing us away.
Jim Bob, you's worrying too much. Ain't no way Ike's a gonna be doing any blowing away this week. He be's in the hospital getting brain surgery. Don't you remember his gal done hit him on the head with the frying pan?
Well, he ain't gonna like this none. It's bad enough we borrowed his car to go get us some beer, but you had to go and run right into the side of his trailer. Nearly killed his dog. Ike, he's gonna be mad.
You're damn straight that Ike is going to be mad. He is going to be pissed.
What are you doing going to IKEA?
Next up, you would think that this is a rookie, but no. Sinedra has been here before. She was like, oh my God, no, the story's like... No, and she actually won, but she didn't follow up on it with another, and so she didn't get to go first, and so she's back in the back on this episode. All right, Sinedra, I know you don't like the sound of your voice, but we like it, and so you have to suffer. Or you can just, you know, write the story and say, hey, why don't you do it? Or you could, you know, send the story to someone in Pakistan or India and go, hey, could you record this for me? Yeah, I've got email addresses if you need them. So here is Sinedra and her story.
Hi, my name is Sinedra Rivera. I've decided to try this again. So this is my 100-word story for Weekly Challenge 127. I turned off the ignition, looked out the window, and felt a sense of nostalgia take over me. When I was a little girl, I used to come here. I remember the nights we played hide-and-seek until it got dark and our parents came to get us. I remembered playing tag in the winter, laughing as we tried to run in deep snow. There was that one weekend when Tammy broke her arm. We didn't know what to do. We were so scared. What's that, honey? No. It wasn't IKEA back then. There used to be trees here.
You know, I look back at all the places that I thought were always, always be just open fields. Nice places, and they turn into these, you know, big apartment complexes and shopping malls. Yeah. Things change. Thank you, Sinedra. Next up, another person who hasn't been here for a while. It's Daphne. She has such an IKEA addiction, you would think that she would have jumped at this. You know, 2 minutes after I posted the topic. She doesn't keep track of the topics. What do I need to do to let people know what the topic is each week in a way that you can't hide from? Do I need to give it its own feed? Do I need to start posting them up to some sort of Twitter or Plurk site? Or do I need to get on the television and start screaming, IKEA? I know what I need. I need the crap signal. I need to start skywriting these over all the major cities of the world, including Jakarta. Here's Daphne with her story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of DaphneAbernathy.com, where you'll find links to all the podcasts I appear on, and it's also the home of Daphne's Random Thoughts. And this week, I'd like to say thank Fricker for reminding me to even look to see what the topic was, then to find out the topic is actually a topic I'm very familiar with, IKEA. So here's my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. Over the years since IKEA opened, I found myself wandering the showroom, looking at displays and picking up stuff. Sometimes practical, sometimes needed, sometimes odd objects found their way into my recyclable blue bag. I have dishes from there, a bench that holds shoes and sits at the end of my bed, freestanding cabinets that are in my craft room, and a stuffed rat that sits on my desk. Sometimes I have planned shopping trips. Sometimes it's just something to do on a rainy day. I went there after my dad's surgery. I bought a heart-shaped pillow with arms.
A heart-shaped pillow with arms? That's kind of scary, man. I mean, it's like, what's this?
Hi, I'm Mr. Huggy Heart. Would you like a hug? Ow, my God! Freakish heart! Oh, come on. You want a heart hug? Let me just show you how much I love you. Get away from me. Someone had me a wooden stake.
Okay, maybe that was uncalled for. Right. Yeah. Hey, look, Wilma's back. And we're not in trouble at all. And she recorded this, and she puts it in, like, this cool format, and then she puts it in a zip file. So I've got to open it up, and I just try to open up WinZip, and it says, there's a security alert for 11 WinZip. You need to download this patch, or you can go ahead and go to our sales department and buy WinZip 12. And it's like, come on, guys, lay off the sales pitches. They come out with all these new features, and, like, you know, I had WinZip 1.0 way long ago, and I've like bought WinZip 3 different times because I keep losing the code. I'm not going to keep the code after 15 years. MRC, I've had the code for 14 years. I swear I have a single digit subscription number on that one. This software just keeps going and going and going. No one's bought them up. No one has bought up WinZip after all this time. You would think that Microsoft would have said, oh, well, you just buy them up and then wipe out everybody in the compression market. Bam! Well, they bought somebody else, I think. So, maybe they don't bother compressing at all, which is why you have to have, like, Blu-ray to fit all of frickin' Windows Vista. Okay, enough blithering. Here comes Wilma.
Howdy. This is Wilma with Weekly Challenge number 127. The title of this week's story is Ike Yeehaw. How was the Cowgirls Convention? Not bad. Anything interesting this year? Yep. One unusual booth with a banner saying, "You too delicate to ride a bronc?" That roped in a lot of girls. Get this, it was a vibrator company called Buck and Bronx. Really? Have they ever had vibrators at a convention before? Once, in Vegas. But this booth offered a challenge with one of its models called Bronc Ike, Yeehaw. The lady at the booth claimed Ike would have you hollering Yeehaw before the 8-second bell rang. No shit. Did you give it a ride? Yeehaw, baby. Yeehaw. Thanks for listening, and happy trails.
Folks, where else can you have stories about childhood memories of a forest and riding vibrators? Right here. Every week. It's a whole hodgepodge, crazy mishigas of everybody's styles and levels of depravity. Thank you, Wilma. You can check out more from... Well, I don't know where you can check out more from Wilma. I don't know if she sent in a link or anything. A lot of people don't send in links. They don't have sites. Some people don't even have heads. You know, they're like, you know, typing this stuff out and handing it to a guest, you know, reader with a head. Well, anyway, here's Liana. She does have a site, hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. I'm going to go there right now. And every week we know that, you know, I like to go somewhere. Okay, the last one was April 24th. And I don't want to shame you into doing one if you don't want to do one. It is called, you know, there's nothing wrong with pod fading if your interests move on to other cool things. You know, if you're writing on Brawl or you're writing on other sites, whatever, go follow your heart, follow your dream, do what floats your goat. Don't just, you know, you don't see people updating their BBSs now. The technology sometimes passes things by, and if you think podcasting is dead, bury it. And if you think that Adam Curry is an asshole and everybody who licks his boots is a jerk, fine. I totally agree with you. That got me into trouble earlier this week. If you're not following me on Twitter or Plurk, good. Here's Liana. And she has a Twitter as well. So, and I'm sure that, you know, the Buck and Bronc can... Never mind. Here's the story.
Hey, everyone. Liana here. And I have got a surprise for you. No, it's not a new Hodgepodge Point episode. No, I didn't make it on the cover of Vogue. No, I didn't win the lottery. I'm actually doing 200-word stories in a row. See, that is a reason for celebration.
Okay, editor's note.
Yeah, woohoo, yeah, ooh, yeah.
Okay, back to the story.
So for this week's challenge number 127, IKEA, I have the following story titled, One Man's Trash is Another Man's Treasure. When IKEA actually came to Lisa's podunk town, every resident of Windwillow Trailer Park scrounged up their savings, turned in cans, and searched cushions to find whatever money they could to buy items for making their small living space a modern home. Lisa stuck with her old furniture, opting to spend on something different. Not long after, the boredom set in, folks seeing the same thing in their neighbor's trailer, and Lisa got used to the park watching her swim in her spacious pool. She even had occasional entertainment when someone would step too close to the electric fence.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, folks, that editor's note, if you want me to put editor's note in yours, You know, don't leave any blank space. Just ramble, 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 and don't give me any opportunity to say edit gap into, like, you know, oh, hey, hi, oh, wait, hold on, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, that'll throw people's pace off. Thomas Merkel, he recorded a story and then, you know, the dog ate it. No, he didn't send one in, so I've got to read this one myself, but it needs music. And normally, I don't put music on the back of these, but this one does. Lewis's was a modular life. Everything in his life was interchangeable and compact. Nothing was permanent, from his shoebox apartment to his relationships. He saw IKEA as the ideal of his existence, with its slim packaging and clean, tidy looks. When Lou was married, he easily relegated his life to a small compartment of his soul, which was just as easily removed after the divorce. His friends were removed as fast as one cross word or angry glance. Lewis's ashes were buried in a small metal box purchased from IKEA, a fitting end to a small, bitter, lonely man. You see, all it takes a little clair de lune to cheer things up. Thank you, Thomas. Finally, we have Planet Z. Now, this is something Chris Carlisle should probably record instead of me, but I forgot to ask him, and you know how it is. So, here comes a lousy copy of a 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 copy of a... Here's the story. Things were rough at Shawshank. Too many men going in, not enough coming out. Two men to a bed at one point. Good for the sisters, but not for keeping the peace. The prison was ordered by the courts to buy new furniture for the inmates. The warden got himself a huge budget for it, then cheaped out, buying from IKEA. You know how they always have parts left over after you make something? Makes good ladders, tunnel supports. One man even rigged up a Da Vinci glider. Solved the overcrowding problem overnight. Just old Red, sitting in the yard, laughing. Okay, folks, I fucked up. There's one more. And it's Steve Sauce, the Nuclear Man. You know, it's happening every week. I'm overlooking a story, or I'm not getting in the show notes, and so when I start working on the poll, I fuck up the poll. I need to come up with a better template for this shit, man. I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of the fucking screw-ups. And, man, after 127 of these, you think I would have my shit straight. And I don't. I don't. And, I apologize for that. And here. You know, let's just type in the notes. Steven the Nuclear Man. Type that in. And then type block quote. And then paste that in. You know, if I had any brains to me, I would do like a big Java thing. And folks would upload the stories themselves and the notes. And would automatically assemble in some elegant solution. Instead, I do it all by the seat of the pants. And, these kind of things happen. And, you know what? It's, I don't think I'm serving folks, all that good that way. But, here's Steven and his story, and then the, ending which I recorded, and I was right about to turn MP3, and I looked at the files one last time and thought, fuck! So, there's the explicit tag, and here's Steven's story.
The door pounds again, bending under the strain. What the hell is... Sarah's ash gray, eyes wide beneath her dreads. Overstrong sandalwood incense still makes me want to sneeze. But now I can smell something else underneath. Something stale copper. Missy said, Sarah's voice is a squeak, she's becoming a single... doing some vampire thing with these hot college guys. There's a scratching at the window, and I know we can't escape. Put your clothes back on, baby, I tell her, counting the hours until sunrise. I smash the wood furniture, making impromptu stakes. Thank God for IKEA.
That, my friends, is a wrap for Weekly Challenge number 127. I want to thank everyone for sending their stories, especially those who recorded them, because that way I can take a particular amount of time with you and see how you record them if you like to send them. Thank you. The text for the stories can be found at the show notes.
Closing.